Chapter 72. Up there. Apostrophe apostrophe said Afri. Them two windows. Apostrophe, ha. I am of a fair size, but could not have the honor of presenting myself in that room without a ladder. Now, madam, frankly frankness is a part of my character, shall I open the door for you? Apostrophe apostrophe, yes, bless you, sir, for a dear creature, and do it at once, apostrophe cried Afri, for she may be a calling to me at this very present minute, or may be setting herself a fire and burning herself to death, or there's no knowing what may be happening to her, and me a going out of my mind at thinking of it. Apostrophe apostrophe, stay, my good madam. Apostrophe apostrophe, he restrained her impatience with a smooth white hand. Business hours, I apprehend, are over for the day? Apostrophe yes, 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 apostrophe cried Afri. Long ago. Apostrophe, let me make, then, a fair proposal. Fairness is a part of my character. I am just landed from the packet boat, as you may see. Apostrophe, he showed her that his cloak was very wet, and that his boots were saturated with water. She had previously observed that he was disheveled and sallow, as if from a rough voyage, and so chilled that he could not keep his teeth from chattering. I am just landed from the packet boat, madam, and have been delayed by the weather. The infernal weather. In consequence of this, madam, some necessary business, that I should otherwise have transacted here within the regular hours, necessary business because money business, still remains to be done. Now, if you will fetch any authorized neighboring somebody to do it in return for my opening the door, I'll open the door. If this arrangement should be objectionable, I'll apostrophe and with the same smile he made a significant feint of backing away. Mistress Afri, heartily glad to effect the proposed compromise, gave in her willing adhesion to it. The gentleman at once requested her to do him the favor of holding his cloak, took a short run at the narrow window, made a leap at the sill, clung his way up the bricks, and in a moment had his hand at the sash, raising it. His eyes looked so very sinister, as he put his leg into the room, and glanced round at Mistress Afri, that she thought with a sudden coldness, if he were to go straight upstairs to murder the invalid, what could she do to prevent him? Happily he had no such purpose, for he reappeared, in a moment, at the house door. Now, my dear madam, apostrophe he said, as he took back his cloak, and threw it on, if you have the goodness to what the devil's that? Apostrophe apostrophe, the strangest of sounds. Evidently close at hand from the peculiar shock it communicated to the air, yet subdued as if it were far off. A tremble, a rumble, and a fall of some light dry matter. What the devil is it? Apostrophe apostrophe, I don't know what it is, but I've heard the like of it over and over again, apostrophe said Afri, who had caught his arm. He could hardly be a very brave man, even she thought in her dreamy start and fright, for his trembling lips had turned colorless. After listening a few moments, he made light of it. Bah! Nothing. Now, my dear madam, I think you spoke of some clever personage. Will you be so good as to confront me with that genius? Apostrophe apostrophe, he held the door in his hand, as though he were quite ready to shut her out again if she failed. Don't you say anything about the door and me, then, apostrophe whispered Afri. Not a word. Apostrophe, and don't you stir from here, or speak if she calls, while I run round the corner. Apostrophe, madam, I am a statue. Apostrophe, Afri had so vivid a fear of his going stealthily upstairs the moment her back was turned, that after hurrying out of sight, she returned to the gateway to peep at him. Seeing him still on the threshold, more out of the house than in it, as if he had no love for darkness, and no desire to probe its mysteries, she flew into the next street, and sent a message into the tavern to Mr. Flintwinch, who came out directly. The two returning together, the lady in advance, and Mr. Flintwinch coming up briskly behind, animated with the hope of shaking her, before she could get housed, saw the gentleman standing in the same place in the dark, and heard the strong voice of Mrs. Clennam calling from her room, "Who is it? What is it? Why does no one answer? Who is that, down there?" Apostrophe. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.